The domestic political picture today is defined by three distinct currents running simultaneously. The courts are actively reshaping the legal landscape of elections and immigration. The Democratic Party's internal fault lines are cracking open in new places, and the fallout from New York City's Democratic Socialist sweep is generating some of the sharpest intra-party rhetoric we've seen in this cycle.
Let's start with the legal front, because the Supreme Court's 6-3 immigration ruling is significant both substantively and as a preview. The court sided with Trump on immigration enforcement in a decision that almost certainly reflects how the conservative supermajority will approach executive power cases more broadly. With several major cases still pending, the court explicitly acknowledged blockbuster cases loom in coverage of this ruling. The immigration decision is a signal about judicial philosophy as much as immigration policy.
Simultaneously, Chief U.S. District Judge Denise Casper in Boston converted her preliminary injunction against Trump's elections executive order into a permanent ban. That order had sought to impose federal control over certain election administration processes, and Judge Casper is now the third federal judge to permanently block it. Three permanent injunctions against the same executive order is a pretty clear constitutional pattern. The administration's theory of executive authority over elections has not found purchase in the federal courts.
And then the USPS chief told the Senate that the Postal Service will not deliver ballots without state voter lists. That's a significant statement with real operational implications for vote-by-mail states in 2028. The intersection of the election's executive order litigation and USPS ballot policy creates uncertainty about how federal agencies will interact with state election systems in the next presidential cycle.
Now to New York City, where the political fallout is still radiating outward. Zohran Mamdani's sweep, a Democratic socialist winning the Democratic primary, prompted immediate, stark responses from both parties. Trump and Speaker Johnson went straight to the word communism, which is a deliberate rhetorical choice designed to nationalize a local race and use it as a 2026 midterm frame. But the more interesting response came from John Fetterman, who went on record warning about what he called the dirtbag left. That's a senator in his own party publicly breaking from its left flank with notably colorful language.
Fetterman's positioning is worth examining carefully. He's been carving out a distinctive lane since entering the Senate, supporting Israel in ways that put him at odds with progressive colleagues, maintaining a blue-collar aesthetic that doesn't fit either the AOC wing or the Clinton-era centrist brand. The dirtbag left comment is partly a genuine ideological statement and partly a strategic positioning for a Democrat who has to win in Pennsylvania, not Brooklyn. Whether that carve-out is durable or whether it isolates him from the base he needs is an open question for 2028 Senate dynamics.
The 2028 presidential picture is already reshuffling in ways that would have seemed unlikely at the start of the year. Gavin Newsom, who was widely considered the default frontrunner after the 2024 cycle, has dropped to double-digit deficits behind Kamala Harris in recent primary surveys. Harris apparently still commands the kind of institutional loyalty and name recognition that gives her a structural advantage in early polling, even after a difficult 2024 cycle. Newsom's California political record, the homelessness crisis, the cost of living issues, the recall attempt, makes him a much harder sell nationally than his early positioning suggested.
The main Senate race story is worth mentioning briefly. Democratic nominee Plattner's archived Reddit posts are generating sustained opposition research fodder. The specific content being surfaced is graphic enough that it creates genuine vulnerability in a state where Democrats need to defend or flip seats. These kinds of archival social media controversies have become a standard feature of modern campaigns, but the severity of this one puts Plattner in a category where the DSCC will have to make some hard resource allocation decisions.
Democrats are also calling for a probe into what's being described as Trump's $250 bill project, and a judge has ordered the Trump team to explain a tarp covering something at the Kennedy Center. These are smaller stories individually, but they fit a pattern of ongoing legal and oversight pressure that keeps the administration in a defensive posture on multiple fronts simultaneously. The DOJ's threat to sue California over a Glock ban taking effect July 1st is the flip side of that, the administration using federal legal authority offensively against blue state policies.
The Paramount story deserves a note here, too. Paramount denied promising Trump any changes at CNN amid a state lawsuit threat. The intersection of media ownership, regulatory pressure, and editorial independence is a recurring structural concern. When major media companies are simultaneously in merger discussions, facing regulatory scrutiny, and navigating political pressure from the executive branch, the institutional firewall between ownership and editorial operations faces real stress tests.